The resonant sound of string instruments hailing from India, like the sitar, are slowly taking up residency in world music ensembles across the globe, with their addition of new textures and richly layered timbres that are progressively moving toward adoption by a number of diverse musical families. There is another lesser-known stringed instrument like the sitar, a musical cousin, called the sarod, a fretless, resonant instrument equally important in Indian music. Some historians believe the sarod, whose name roughly translates to beautiful sound or melody in Persian, descended from the Afghan rubab, a similar instrument originating in Central Asia and Afghanistan. Others speculate that the guitar-like oud may be the origin of the sarod. The strings of the sarod, crafted from steel or phosphor bronze, are plucked by a triangular-shaped pick called the plectrum, made from a polished coconut shell, a piece of ebony, cocolobolo wood, an animal horn, or a cow bone. The sarod, negotiated by players who don't necessarily adhere to a specific school of performance or use of prescribed fingering techniques, are in some cases self-taught and rely for the most part on their own personal playing preferences over any formal school of approach. Sarods, in contrast to the sweetly textured move of the sitar, are recognized for their deep, somewhat weightier introspective sound. And because it is a fretless instrument, the sarod is able to produce continuous glissandos, or slides between notes. Unlike other Indian instruments, the sarod is not ancient, and in fact is not very old at all, probably no more than 150 to 200 years old. And because this lute-like stringed instrument of northern India has 17 to 19 strings, it is, by comparison to its western counterpart, the guitar, not easily negotiated. Some ask, what will become of popular classical Indian instruments like the sarod? Will it and others remain primary instruments singularly unique to their homeland? Or will they continue to forge pathways into Western music structures? The fullness of time will perhaps reveal the outcome. For now, what remains exciting to many sarod makers, players, and followers is how this relatively youthful, though ancient-sounding instrument, which marries well with others, is gradually reconfiguring music norms with modern applications that are often edifying and intriguing. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series, exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.